I'm a singing kangaroo and I'm from far away. I like to hop, hop, hop all day. Would you like to come and play? Well, hop, 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 what do you say? I go hop, hop, 'cause I'm a kangaroo. So get in my pouch and I'll hop with you. I go hop, hop, while I sing my song. Hop, 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 hopping along.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Check the Gate, a Film Lover's Deep Dive. I'm Bert, and as always, I'm joined here with Brandon.
Hey!
And Michael.
Hello.
And today we are doing our second Adam Sandler film, as decreed by Michael himself. We are doing the 1999 film Big Daddy, which is about a lazy law school graduate adopts a kid to impress his girlfriend, but everything doesn't go as planned.
No, it really doesn't.
Michael, this was your number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
Speak on it.
Love this movie. I've probably seen this movie at least, I'd say probably 30, 40 times. Like, I used to watch this movie all the time in high school. Quote it. Still quote it to this day. Yeah, love this movie.
What about you, Brandon?
You know,
is this a Sandler staple?
I think it is. But maybe it's because I'm older, wiser, more mature, father of three kids. I don't know. This one just didn't hit for me this time.
Oh, no?
No. No.
I saw, this was the first time I'd seen this film. We talked before, I was like, I don't know why I missed this. It's not like raunchy or dirty like some of those, you know, older Sandler films are. So I don't know if it was like you weren't allowed to watch it because Adam Sandler movies can sometimes be like that. Because I was 8 when this came out. But still, so watching it for the first time, I knew very little about it. I just remember the poster of them pissing on the side of the building.
Yeah.
And I know he has a kid. And honestly, if you would have asked me why he has the kid, I probably would have said, oh, his wife died and he's just an immature guy raising a kid where his wife was clearly the person who was like the sturdy head on the shoulders. Now he was kind of like I was honestly pleasantly surprised by this movie. And I think I was more surprised that it was more heartfelt than I was anticipating.
There are some moments, it tugs on those heartstrings, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
But then you step away and you're like, oh, he illegally falsified information.
Thank you, Michael, for bringing that up, because that's exactly how I felt. I was like, this is like, and I used to love this movie. Like, I used to quote this movie all the time too, but watching it, I'm like, realistically, like, y'all are a bunch of terrible people.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody, everybody,
like, this social service guy is the worst.
Well, and everybody around you are also terrible.
Enabling.
They're encouraging him. Like, what's her name? It's like, I think it's really great what you're doing with him. And I'm like,
so
you mean
to be
kidnapping?
Fair.
Yeah, you mean kidnapping him and like nutritionally depriving the child and.
I think he lied to Chasing Amy about that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Because he was just like, oh, I'm holding on to him until I'll foster.
Yeah.
Which is technically true because he likes to flip-flop back and forth of whether I can be responsible, I can't be.
Yeah.
It's too much. So I don't fault her for that.
And I,
but maybe the. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't fault her necessarily, but I blame all of them. Like, nobody's looking out for this child. Not social service, not his friends. Nobody is like, hey, bro, this is a really, really terrible idea. Like, you need to give the child to social services.
But it's okay because the dad is his buddy, so he doesn't want to press charges.
just like the ex machina, the deus ex machina. No, actually, he can't go to jail because I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
And you've got
maybe you should go to jail.
You've got all these like supposed, you know, semi-smart people and lawyers around him, and it's just like, what is happening? This is... But I mean, I get it. I used to love this movie. It's funny. But it's totally not how you raise a child.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I think the social service guy needs to lose his job, because he was just like... Yeah. There, even that one point where he was like, hey, listen, let's just pretend like you were never in here.
Yeah.
No!
No!
When we're falsifying details of a human life.
Your job should be the best interest of the child, which he says, but...
Save right, if the you children.
If you want to hold on to the kid while we look for a foster home, let's just pretend like you were never
here.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's totally
do me a
legal.
Favor, and you keep the kid. I'll give you a coupon for a free sandwich, and then come back and we'll find my family.
You know, Michael, we talked about this yesterday where he was like, well, I don't have handcuffs, but the police officer's downstairs too. Yeah. I was like, why the fuck are they downstairs?
Why didn't you bring
the... The only thing you know about this guy is that he lied to you about who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring those cops upstairs. Like, you have evidence to, like, arrest this man.
No,
who cares if the dad's your buddy, you know?
Yeah, so it really didn't hit this time for me.
Fair enough. I could see being a father and now being like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, you're just like, that is just the most ridiculous thing ever. And I get it. It's a comedy. It's an Adam Sandler comedy.
I was going to say, it wouldn't be an Adam Sandler movie without a little bit of ridiculousness.
Also, what's he got against Hooters?
Yeah, no shit, right?
Hooters.
It's because
Corinne, yeah.
I've only been one time. It wasn't for me, but it's not like...
My mom used to get us gift cards every year and our stockings for me and my stepdad and my brother to go. I remember that. I'm like, what the hell?
But you can only go together, so you got to go with your stepdad to Hooters.
There's a caveat. You guys all got to go together. Mom, you're weird. Why would you want that?
Fuck that. I'm taking the bus, going by myself.
Oh, yeah. So on top of that, like, all that craziness aside, I think I did really enjoy it. I know my wife really likes this movie. The only thing I had seen about it was like the court hearing, like halfway through the court hearing on at the end. But I think I was just really impressed. One, with this kid who obviously he's played by the twins, Dylan and Cole Sprouse. And one of them is still acting. The other one is not, but, seeing how well they both acted were acting together was really great. I guess three of them, because they were subbing them in and out during filming. But I was just like, damn, this kid is actually like really good. Like, I understand why they were given a Disney Channel TV show.
Yeah,
and now,
for sure.
But so,
yeah, no, yeah. They were really good children actors. They did they did a good job.
Charismatic.
Yeah, for sure. And they're good at, you know, playing the emotional parts. Yeah,
I was going to say, yeah, like he's...
Why my
I mean,
own
like,
ass?
Like, obviously a lot of the, you know, emotional crux lies on, you know, him having to leave. But even just like the beginning where he's like a super shy, timid kid who's just trying to explain something. See, you know, like, and then just like the casual, like, I can't cross the street, like not saying it, but like, I can't cross the street unless you hold my hand. So, like, it's just, like, the really tender...
Yeah.
You have to take my hand across the street.
For sure. And I felt that those parts were more relatable than anything else. Like, relating to the kid than anything.
What about listening to the kangaroo song and then throwing up immediately after?
What do you say?
Yeah, that's part of life. About a week ago,
Maddie, you all hopped out?
About a week ago, we went through that with our 1.5-year-old. So, puking in the car, and yeah.
What's their go-to after nap VHS special that you like to put on? What's in the rotation that it's just like?
I don't know. Danny Go.
Limp Bizkit live at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Nah, DMX.
Oh, DMX. There we go. Yeah, Rough Riders.
Shit, yeah.
What do you say we dive into this puppy, shall we?
Let's do it.
Like I said, it's a 1999 film. The top three films in 1999 are number three, Toy Story 2. Oh. Number two, The Sixth Sense.
Mm.
And number one, Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
Dang, what a year for movies.
Yeah.
No kidding. The ticket cost in 1999, $5.08, which is equivalent to $9.77 our money. The budget for the film was $34.2 million, which is equivalent to $65.7 million. The box office was $234.8 million.
Bloody hell.
Jesus. Yeah. Which is equivalent to $451.6 million our money.
Jeez.
And this film was nominated for 0 Academy Awards. Folks out here in Radioland, we got a special treat. Michael has decided he's going to steer the ship for this bad boy since it is a movie that is very close to his heart.
Yay.
So, Michael, take it away, big fella.
This is going to be fun because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I've never just, like, typed out my observation of a whole movie before, so this is a fun intro. But, anyways.
No pressure.
Yeah, none at all.
Well, I'm riding on this.
The start of this movie is... I think it's fucking funny. It really sets up, like, what a schmuck, like, he is at the beginning. So, get this, like, prolonged phone ringing, observing the apartment, and then Adam Sandler, Sonny, answers the phone. Hey, Sonny, it's your dad. Oh, hey. He's like, were you sleeping? No, I was exercising. continues to berate him. I need to shape up and not act like a child all the time. Sonny, he's like, what are we talking about? I've been looking for jobs. Paying him asleep in a pond on a boat. He's like, well, looking doesn't pay the rent. But we find out that Sonny got his foot ran over by a cab. I got awarded $200,000. And his dad's like, well, don't spend it on worthless crap. Another funny pan. Him walking across the street with a fucking surfboard.
Yeah, in New York City, right?
Yeah, in New York, landlocked. But
that's $384,000 our money, by the way. $200,000. I meant to look that up, but yeah.
Yeah, no wonder he's just like faffing around, right? Yeah.
Also, fucking sick apartment, by the way.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's so sick. Like, I can't imagine what that would cost now.
I guess like 30-foot ceilings, and then like random like ladders that lead to like special rooms with like surrounded by glass and then windows looking into someone going to the bathroom.
And then coincidentally his dad's like, oh, how's your girlfriend doing? For her to abruptly wake up and start yelling at him for turning the alarm off. So she's late for a lunch. Sounds like she's a party planner, right?
Yeah.
Is that what I got? Yeah.
Why are you going to work on Sunday?
Yeah, he's like, that's how I meet clients and blah blah blah, do networking and all that shit. But she starts complaining to him how he needs to move on with his life and she wants some bigger things like family, like a better relationship, yada yada. Says she's gonna go to Syracuse to take some time to figure things out. Up pops Nazo, played like Rob Schneider, one of my favorite Rob Schneider characters. Hey, I think it was Crank Call. Some chocolate cheesecake?
You want chocolate cake? Get out of here. We'll Indian wrestle later. You're going down.
You're going down, sucker.
Like, you clearly tell that he delivers there pretty often.
Yeah. And I like how in the future, somebody, I think it's his girlfriend, which is like, yeah, you and the delivery guy are like best friends. But
he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, okay? Then the next scene, I see him working his real job at the toll booth. See some shift change, so he goes to catch a ride with this old guy. He's like, hey, buddy, where are you headed? Manhattan. Let me take me with you? Sure. All right, keep your money.
Keep your money, yeah.
He arrives back at his apartment, opens the door. Turns out it's a surprise party for Kevin, because Kevin's going off to China. Spoiler. But everyone yells, surprise! And then it's like, yeah, it's...
Oh.
And, yeah, and then Corinne comes in. Oh, everyone, calm down. It's just Sunny.
It's just Sunny.
Yeah, guys, it's only me.
I didn't get the memo. I'm his roommate. You think someone should have probably told me?
Yeah.
But they figured you would have told him and ruined the surprise.
Yeah. So they keep going with the party. Kevin, who the surprise party was made for, played by Jon Stewart, comes in and some guy's like, oh, hey, surprise.
Surprise.
Corinne comes running around. She's obviously disappointed. And then she looks at Sonny. We wasted the good surprise on you. All right. We get a split of scenes. One, Sonny's talking to his two friends, Phil and Tommy, played by Alan Covert. Is that his last name? Covert?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Dante, about their life.
The grandma's boy guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, yeah, I'm like, those two
play
are always
my head,
a pair.
Monkey.
Two are always a pair. To which we find out they're both gay. They're in a relationship, but they weren't always gay. So that's the fun thing. To which, yeah, so Phil and Tom, you're talking about their life, to which Sonny comes up with some clever statute that they should be suing under.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. Phil's like, I got to get back to work. Kisses Tommy and leaves. Yeah, Sonny.
And then the one guy whose entire job the entire movie is to be disgusted that two men are kissing.
Yeah. Just, yeah, Sonny and Mike.
His side eye.
Yeah, Sonny and Mike is like, man, that's still weird. He's like, why? Yeah, living the cross.
They're gay. That's what gay guys do. They kiss.
Yeah. The scene when they're all pissing in the urinals, like later in the movie, and he's just like got that side eye look on him, and he's just like scoots over.
Yeah, Dante's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
He's like they still are our brothers, our very very gay brothers. Then we get the other part. Corinne has locked herself in the bathroom because she's pissed at Sonny, which seems to be a recurring theme. Layla, played by Lauren Adams, and Kevin are trying to console Corinne through the door. We get some consoling story from Tequila Layla, where, you know, dad had a bunch of work friends over him growing up, and we're going to have a barbecue. It rained, and then they were cooking burgers. Everyone had to come inside, so they're cooking burgers on the stove. She's like, you're not going to let a little rain stop you from making 100 hamburgers, right? Turns out that's the key. She comes
door
out.
Opens.
Yeah, she's good. Everyone's hanging out, having a good time after the kerfuffle. And suddenly Kevin comes up and, you know, grabs attention, toast. And lets everyone know he's going off to China, to which he reassures everyone, yes, the same guy that once shaved his ass to win a $5 bet.
Prove it!
Yeah.
Prove it.
It's like, just kidding. And then Kevin starts to gesture that he's about to propose to Corinne, and Sonny pipes up.
This was so cringy. Oh, to dude, me. I was just like, oh. Yeah.
You're not proposing, are you? Yeah, pal,
yeah, Sonny,
I am. Well, think about it.
Think about it.
I like how in my notes, in like all caps, yeah, Sonny tells him to think about it in front of everybody.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Corinne's like, she's like, God, Sonny, shut up. He's like, well, will you? She's like, yeah. And then in all caps in my notes, woof.
Surprise number two ruined.
Yeah. Nice job, Sonny. Really off to a good start. They're on the roof. Sonny's doing some putting exercises. Kevin comes along, gives him some shit about the whole situation that just transpired. We talk about how, you know, Corinne used to work at Hooters, and which is obviously the reoccurring theme here.
Big boobs McGee.
Big boobs McGee.
Yeah.
Hey, she's Sonny's a doctor now. That's Dr. Big Boobs McGee.
Yeah, so yeah. One thing that I found, it was so hard not to write down all the funny shit that happened in here, but then also trying to remember at the same time. This is, there's so many little funny things, but yeah, so Sonny, he lets him know that, like, you know, Vanessa's probably going to dump him, and because, you know, basically Sonny doesn't want to grow up. And then he's like, well, I got a thing. If I make this putt, Vanessa will come back. Hits it, makes a putt, then a rat comes out.
it,
which I'm like, foreshadowing? Mm-hmm.
That can't be good.
Yeah. Oh, God. Get the next day. Sonny comes down from his bedroom. Corinne's cleaning up after the party. Get some banter. Where Sonny's like, where are you going? You go to Hooters reunion? Well, at least I can still fit my fat ass in my shorts.
Yeah, he's like, you want to see who's who? Your butt still fitting them shorts?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah, Corinne's like, well, at least I can fit my fat ass in my shorts as he's pulling leftover Chinese from the... From
Speaking
the
of fat ass, whose is this?
Whose is it? Nobody's... I'm eating it. We get a buzzer go off of the door. Sonny answers the door, greeted by a young adult looking to drop off a small child who's like, well, lady, give me $5 to drop him over here.
He's a day older.
Yeah. Lady, give me $5 to drop him off here. He's like, what? Later. And he leaves. Hands him the letter. And yeah, leaves the kid there. And yeah. Sonny, yeah, reads the letter. He's like, oh boy. Yeah, so Sonny calls Kevin at the airport. He's like, hey, someone just dropped off a kid here to address to you. Yeah, figured out his name's Julian, played by the Sprouse twins.
And twins.
Twins. And he's from Buffalo. His mom's name is Jan.
Buffalo.
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 And he looks very sad.
He sure yeah. does. I would too if some boys yeah. just like drop me off here. But the funny part too is like when he's at the airport, when Kevin's at the airport, he's like, are you fucking with me right now? Is this like yeah. the time my mom was dead?
He's like, I'm looking right at him.
Yeah. And then Corinne's cleaning up. He's like, who's your friend? He's like,
it's my Uncle Remus.
Oh, yeah. Is that Kevin on the phone? No, it's my Uncle Remus. Yes, Uncle. I know the catfish are huge.
She's hooterific.
So he hangs up with Kevin, calls social services. Turns out they're closed on Columbus Day. Pan to them trying to figure each other out, and then they hit the town to go do Sonny's favorite Monday afternoon activity of watching Central Park rollerbladers fall down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Get some good.
Get you like a bottle of formula or something?
Yeah, what do you eat?
No. Food?
You wipe your own ass? Yes, me too.
Nice.
So Sonny keeps trying to, they do this good like discovery back and forth, you know, try to figure each other out, wipe your own ass, formula, yada, yada. And Sonny says, hey, check this out. Goes in the path, throws a stick in there, causing a rollerblader to trip and fall in the pond.
Yeah. Ah, there was a stick in the road.
Back at the apartment, Nazo, Sonny, and Julian hanging out, watching Columbo. He's like, yeah.
You know, he's very, very smart.
He pretends he to plays be dumb. He's very smart.
Sharp as a tack.
Sharp as a tack. Julian turns to Nazo and goes, I wipe my own ass. He goes, me too.
Me too.
He's like, who's your friend there? He's like, Scuba Steve. Mm-hmm. Got his little action figure.
We had a kid in high school who was on the basketball team that had to wear the goggles.
Yeah.
And everybody called him Scuba Steve, and I had no
you
idea
didn't
what
get
that
the
was.
Reference.
No. Just so like later in the movie when Sandler shows up and he's got I was just like I mean obviously once they said this doll is Scuba Steve, I was like, "Oh, okay." So but like Derek never wore snorkeling gear. He just wore the goggles. But then when Sandler shows up later as you know, Scuba Stew or something, I was just like, okay, all right, I get it now. I'm going to go text everybody in high school and say, that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, guys, I figured it out.
I got it!
Hey, Scuba Steve!
That used to be my like gamer tag on my Xbox all the time. People fucking loved it. Nice. They're like, oh, Scuba Steve's on. I'm like, hey, you know me?
Yeah. That's me.
We go and watch Monday Night Football at Hurley's because that's, you know,
what we do.
Yeah.
The goddamn Jets.
Yeah. they go to the Blarney Stone. Sorry. Yeah, watch the goddamn Jets. Yeah, so Sonny's teaching Julian about the ladies and stuff because that waitress comes over and is like, what are you doing here, kid? He's like, watching football, you know.
Who are you rooting for?
Yeah, the goddamn Jets. He comes over and he's like, man, if you were into girls, you could have had her. And then, yeah, if we get the old man Hurley, that's why. Yeah. It's like,
last Monday was a fluke. Bring it on, woman.
Bring it on, woman. And he smiles with his old man teeth. He's like, he drinks a lot of soda. So we go back to the apartment after our night out. Julian's trying to go to sleep. Sonny's having this like pacing back and forth, complaining about his life and like, you know, drink a chocolate shake. My ass jiggles for a week.
Drama dumping all over this kid it's at like, 2 in the morning.
Every day I get older, fatter, balder.
Battle?
battle?
Metabolism?
Metabolism.
Yeah. Enjoy your tabloism while you have it, kid.
Metabolism?
Yeah.
Jesus like, Christ, it's 2:30 yeah, in the morning. Like, you must be wrecked.
God. All right. Well, yeah, it's 2:30 in the morning. You must be wrecked. Yeah. He's like, all right, well, we'll figure some stuff out tomorrow. Good night. And he's like, Sonny, can I get a nightlight? Neon of live nudes.
Live nudes. No St. Pauli girl neon sign, but it's
yeah.
Just still, as bright, it's though. Still pretty good, though.
Just as bright. The next morning at the park, we're hanging out, Tommy and Phil and Julian. Just like, hey, look, here's a kid, you know?
Explains he's playing fetch with him.
Yeah. Go get the stick. Sonny lets him know that basically this is a whole ploy to get Vanessa back and to show her that he's responsible. Calls a social worker to let him know they can cancel the foster family that he, in parentheses I wrote down, not Kevin, will be keeping the kid.
It's always good for the biological parents to keep on to the kids. So.
Yeah, he's like, there's no better high than when biological parents take ownership and keep the kid.
But, good luck to you and your son.
No problem, principal from Billy Madison.
Just good luck, no like background check, no environmental.
Oh, hey. He answered
check.
The phone. He said his name was Kevin Brandon. God. Yeah. This is pre 9/11.
Good enough for me.
Yeah.
Where you just and we know it's pre 9/11 because we see the Twin Towers in like every fourth shot.
Yeah,
the Patriot Act really screwed us, didn't it?
next morning in the loft, Julian wakes up and lets Sonny know he wet his bed. Come to find out, it's a big old wet spot.
There's a lot of piss.
He's like, damn. Puts some newspaper down, tells Julian to go back to sleep, only for Julian to keep him up. He's like, lay down. Chill.
I like how super I'm up. Chill and quiet it is in the background. It's like, crinkle, crinkle.
Yeah.
Crinkle, crinkle. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Yeah. Like, all right, I'm up. He goes downstairs, sees Julian pouring some cereal. He's like, oh, you're making some cereal? Pour me a bowl. Fucking spikes the gallon of milk on the ground.
Dunk.
Julian's like, yeah, no, he drops the milk. He's like, well, or don't pour me a bowl. Sonny,
it's okay.
Yeah, put some newspaper on it real quick as Julian cries off in the corner.
That's how we clean up messes now, is just using newspapers.
Yeah. He goes over to try to console him, and he steps on Scuba Steve, and he's like, ow, damn you, Scuba Steve. Julian loves it, you know, on the theme of people getting hurt, you know, he loves it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even wrote here, foreshadowing, Sonny getting hurt is a deterrent to getting Julian to stop crying.
Yeah.
He's like, well, look what time it is. We can go get McDonald's breakfast. I haven't done that in some time. Julian loves it, you know, goes off to tie his shoes. Tori's like, what are you doing? You know, teaches him the loop it, you swoop it, and you pull. So we learn something new. As they're walking, June's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. He's like, what are we talking about? We got 14 minutes. He goes into a restaurant, asks the waiter if they can use the bathroom. He's like, nope, paying customers only.
All right, I got your paying customers for you.
Yeah. He's like, well, I got a kid. He's like, not my problem. He's like, not my problem. All right. Sonny puts things
old
in his own
piss
hand.
Alley.
Yeah, old piss. Yeah. Sonny puts things into his own hand and said, here, piss on here. And he's like, I can't go. He's like, well, you got to figure it out. He's like, can you go too? He's like, I don't have to go. Then they start peeing on the wall together, and that gets Julian to pee, and they're on their way. They arrive at McDonald's.
Like, oh, he waves at the, hey,
yeah,
man.
Like, thanks
anyways. Yeah,
thanks anyway.
No problem. They get to McDonald's. Sonny starts ordering. He's like, I'll have, hotcakes and sausage. And then, what do you want? He's like,
Cheerios.
Lasagna. He's like, lasagna? What the hell's the matter with this kid? Yeah, we'll have this. And she's like, oh, sorry, sir. We stopped serving breakfast at 10:30. Oh, no. He's like, what do you mean we're 4 seconds late? She's like, no, we're 30 minutes and 4 seconds late. We stopped serving breakfast at 10:30. And he goes, oh, horseshit. And the guy goes,
they didn't get Steve Buscemi his sandwich either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the homeless guy.
He made
him
late.
Why are you outside?
Yeah.
Stop talking to him. Give you a sausage muffin.
Yeah, he's like, hey, buddy, if you stop, if you stop talking, about your sausage muffin, how about how about a sausage muffin with hash brown? You got a deal.
Yeah, his eyes roll in the back of his head.
Look, he fell asleep. We gotta go. It's a sausage McMuffin.
Sausage McMuffin. Yeah, but after they're done, they figure out that they stop serving breakfast at 10:30. Exclaims. Then the bystander's like, nice parenting. He's like, hey, what are you, my therapist? Take a walk. And then Julian's crying,
Someone get this kid a Happy Meal.
You want a Happy Meal? Can I get this kid a Happy Meal? They're walking away from McDonald's. he's holding a crying Julian. Walks by the homeless guy. He's like, where's my McMuffin? And he's like, oh, they stopped serving breakfast at 10:30. I thought it was 11. That's what I thought, too.
Was it ever 11? Where did this Mandela effect happen?
I always thought it was like 10:30. Maybe it's different in New York.
Yeah, maybe.
Sonny sets a crying Julian down. He's like, what's the matter? How can I fix this? And he just keeps crying. He's like, oh, okay, I got an idea. Runs into the street and gets hit by a car. Julian loves it. He's like, next time, pal, kill me. You okay? He's like, next time, kill me. that calms him down. We get the scene of them walking home. Julian's asleep, but he has peed all over him in his sleep. You ever been peed on, Brandon?
Yes.
By your kids? Let me specify that. By your kids. Yes. I don't know about the rest of it.
We don't want to hear about the wet words. So.
Yeah.
I'll spare you the details.
Yeah. They're back at the loft. It turns on the Rangers game, very big, important game. He's sitting down, sitting down from change the channel. It's obvious that Julian is sleeping because he's like, sits down. He's eating Fritos and he goes. they score a goal. He, jumps up, does the silent. Yes! Julian appears out of nowhere. It's like, hey, pal. It's like, hands him a VHS tape. He's like, what is this? I'm watching the game. He's like, I was watching this after my nap. He's like, shit. Okay.
Kangaroo song. Kangaroo song. Kangaroo song.
Kangaroo song.
All right.
It's like, you were normal yesterday. Jesus.
It's because he plied him with all that sugar and all that junk food that he passed out on.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, want some food?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he puts the thing in, he's like, hop, 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 what do you see? He just jumps around, stops. He's like, what, are you all hopped out? And then he barfs. So the next scene, we're on a mission. We're going to go see Vanessa. Obviously, it's not a proper trip without a little wall peeing, so you get him peeing on the wall.
I like the touch of as they're leaving, he waves at another... Like, waiter, as if just, honest, like alluding that they had the same conversation, just, paying customers only.
Yeah.
He kind of gives the guy a wave.
Because it's the people, they're, on the patio or something, right?
And yeah, it's like a restaurant with a patio.
It's like old ladies are just like,
Wow, what's your name? He'll write it on the wall.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
They make it to Vanessa's apartment. He's like, hey. How's it going? He's like, hey, who's that? He's like, who's who? He's invisible. Because he's got the glasses on that, help him feel better in times of stress. They go into the apartment. They're, talking about the whole thing. He's like, I adopted this kid. Really didn't. He's like, but I adopted it for us. And she's like, oh, what the hell?
You made me an accomplice.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? As they're having this moment, they hear some stuff in the bathroom. Sonny, he's like, what the fuck? Someone in there? He's like, what? And he goes over and he's like, hello? Hey, who the fuck's in here? And then fucking old man Sid comes out.
Grandpa.
Ooh, you scared me, pal. I thought you were sleeping with my girl.
He's like, I am. What? I am. It's cut to Julian putting his glasses back on.
Put his glasses back on.
Because before, he had taken him off. He's like, oh, look, he likes you. Yeah, so this is the moment he's just like, oh, shit.
I'm not here. Even a like, 5-year-old kid can read the room.
Yeah, we get, you know, Vanessa's explaining, oh, yeah, he's, you know, he's got his life together, this and that. He's got a 5-year plan. He's like, what is it? Don't die.
Don't die.
Sid gives him a look like,
the fuck?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's offensive.
It's like a grandpa just like being like, you shouldn't have said that. Like, he's scolding him. But yeah, and Vanessa's like, you adopting this kid isn't something that I asked for. And he's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, he's like, all right, well, you're going to be missing me when you got that loose skin and old balls. Gross. So,
played by Christy Swanson, by the way. We never talked about that. She's the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Really? I didn't know that.
From the movie. Before the TV show. The TV show was based on a movie.
Fun Interesting.
Fact. Sorry, I didn't
No, you're dear. Didn't even know that.
Didn't mean to derail, but yeah. Anyway.
No. Because of all that, Atlanta back at the social services office, and he's like, I can't with this kid. He just won't stop, like, peeing and throwing up and stuff. Like, we find out that Julian's mom has passed away from cancer, and then the only route for him is either stay with Sonny, Kevin, or put him in a group home. He's like, you mean like a foster family? He's like, no, we call them group homes. This is where we get the scene where he's just like, hey, if you we'll forget this never happened. You take care of the kid. I'll call you when we got a home for him. He's like, okay, great. And then, yeah, outside of the office, he's like, all right, I got to make a phone call. He's like, go do something.
Go play with the pigeons.
Yeah, go run around and play with the pigeons or something. He goes to a payphone, calls his dad. His dad's like, what the fuck? Who let you have a kid? He's like... this whole thing, he's like, I'm gonna be a better father than you, and he just like chung, 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 slamming the phone on the hook.
He's like this kid is all over the place. You think he'd want his own, you think he'd want privacy, but he doesn't want any privacy.
I like how he compares him to a cocker spaniel too at the child services. He's like a cocker spaniel. But then you get that nice moment where he does the loop, swoop, and pull, and then he comes up to Sonny, and he's, like, tapping him on the shoulder, and he's like,
I did it,
yeah. The loop, swoop, and pull, and you're like,
Yeah, he's like, holy shit, I taught him that. Yeah. So him and Julian go get some food and sit down. He's explaining the situation. He's like, all right, we're going to hang out for a bit. Tells him about how he hates his dad and blah, 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 and he's like, look at this guy.
Like, hey, who won the game?
Whatever. He's like, you're not mad at me. You're mad at your dad.
He's right. I am mad at my dad.
I forgive you.
I hate my father. This is the scene where Julian decides that he wants his new name to be Frankenstein. He's like, what was your name, Julian? You even like that name, Julian? He's like, I guess. He's like, what do you mean, I guess? What do you want to be called? He's like, thinking.
Frankenstein.
He's like, Frankenstein. He's like, Frankenstein? All right, let's do it. All right, Frankenstein.
Cut to him getting drilled with the baseballs.
Yeah. You get like the montage of them just like hanging out, being friends. Yeah. You know, they're like playing baseball, throwing sticks in front of rollerblades.
You can't hide from it. You got to get in front of it. Can't hide.
Yeah. It's like ducking down with his glove up. They're like eating pizza, but all the while of this, it's like he's like dressing with like just random shit. You know, he's got the cape of like Sonny's dress shirt with some rain boots and stuff.
With his underwear on the outside
of his
shorts.
Teaching him sleeper holds.
Sleeper holds, exactly. Yeah. Locked putting Nazla to sleep. Oh, yeah. He's going to sleep now. Going to sleep. All right. And then, yeah, too, where he's like, oh, I got you a slingshot. Check this out. He's like, I always wanted one of these when I was a kid. They go out on the patio. Or no, Julian comes in. He's like, Sonny, come look. They go, and he's like, oh, yeah, let's go look. He's like,
50 dead birds.
It's just covered with dead birds. He's like, give me that thing. Go to your room or whatever. I don't know. Just get out of here.
That's the first warning sign of serial killers in children, by the way. Killing animals.
Yep.
Without remorse.
Yeah, he was just like, I don't get it. You know, you gave me a slingshot, I did what I did, you know?
He named him Frankenstein, now he's out there killing things.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And then you grow up and you're on a Riverdale show. Like,
hell yeah, brother. Jughead.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that one, but I remember his name was Jughead.
I never saw the show either.
Oh. You had me convinced. We get them going trick-or-treating. Julian is dressed as the kangaroo guy, you know. They ring the doorbell of a very unfriendly guy who's on the phone.
Doing the right thing, pal.
Hey, we got a first time around here. And he's like, goes to the window to shut the blinds, flips him off. Obviously, that triggers Sonny. He's like, stay here. We're still looking through the window. We see Sonny
adds
appear.
Adds a B&E to his.
Yeah. Sonny appears from the back of the shot. And he's like, the guy's like, whoa, shit, how'd you get in my house? There's some scuffle going on. They meet him at the door. There's like, he gives him some cereal, some vitamin chews or something.
Some CDs.
Like, yeah, CDs. Yeah, you like those? You like that?
He's like, nope, that's not enough. What else you got? He's like, oh, my watch? Okay, here's the watch. He's like, all right, pal. Do better. The next scene, we cut to them all just like Phil and Tommy and Sonny and Julian all hanging out at the hot dog stand. Including
it makes me gag, dude.
Including Frankenstein in another crazy outfit. He's got some tall rain boots and a sweatshirt and a cummerbund.
Yeah.
Phil's
just
like,
let him wear what he wants. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil's like, is that a cummerbund? He's like, yeah, just let him wear what he wants. They're about to order. He's like, I'll have a hot dog and blah, blah, blah. Hey, Frankenstein, what do you want? He's like, 40 packages of ketchup. He's like, okay. All right. And then he fucking whacks Phil with the stick. He's like, yeah. Ow. So they're eating lunch, and he's like, yeah, we've just been, like, you know, hanging out. So, yeah, check out this thing you do. Hey, Frankenstein, do that thing. Hawks a loogie, hits the ground, sucks it back up.
The thing that makes it even more gross is that it's tainted red because he's eating all the ketchup.
He's just eating ketchup with a spoon.
Oh, it makes me gag just thinking about it.
Yeah, but he's basically like being this weird advocate for like, yeah, just like do, I just let him do whatever he wants. He does the right thing.
He just makes his own decisions. Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to do tomorrow?
I want to go to school.
You see that? I want to make his decisions, and he chooses the right ones.
Yeah, he's like, do the spit thing again. Does this one? He's like, that one touched the ground. That one touched the ground. We get more of them farting around. We see them at the park. Julian runs up to this girl and is like, help me, I can't find my dad. He's like, help me, I can't find my dad. And then turns out it's a, like, you know, it's a pickup attempt to, you know, meet girls. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, it's Layla, Corinne's sister, and, you know, he's like, whoa, you got a kid now? He's like, well, you know, I'm just, you know, helping out until, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, and, I kidnapped this child.
Yeah, this is my kid. Uh-huh, yep.
You're Corinne's sister? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, you're the one where he wasted the good surprise on you, yeah.
I like that Frankenstein's wearing a colander on his head, too.
Yeah, he's got a rain hat. Yeah, and a colander. Panda Frankenstein peeing on the tree.
I like how he, like, turns around and he gives him the thumbs up. Like, we're good.
Look, way to go, buddy. What a flow.
Way to go, buddy. Keep it going. I taught him that. And then he comes over and he's like, they're like talking again, and so Sonny goes down to Julian, whispers something in his ear, and he was like, Layla, if you don't go on a date with Sonny tonight, there's a chance I might develop a possible stutter. Please don't do that to me. And she's like
that is so ridiculous.
It worked.
But
yeah, it worked. Yeah. they're hanging out at the apartment, drinking tea, listen to...
Share their love of sticks.
Yeah. Listen to music. Listen to Yvonne Elliman. She's like, I can't have you. And then that wakes up Julian. They go into Julian's room to figure out what's wrong. Julian's like, you didn't say goodnight. He's like, okay, I said goodnight, blah, blah, blah. But before he goes, he's like, what did we learn today? He's like, initiating the conversation is half the battle. He's like, that's right.
That's right.
This is when they're listening to Styx. Julian comes out, stops the record. He's like, I can't sleep. they go up to Julian's room, you know, tell him a very sporadic story to try to get him to go back to sleep. and it's about, you know, forest animals, and basically, you know, Sunny's trying to get a kiss, and Layla's like, I don't think it's good to, you know, for me to go around just kissing animals. And he's like, yeah, and the squirrel got shot down. Oh, jeez. He's like, well, at least Scuba Steve can get something. yeah. So, panned after the weekend. Julian's going to school, you know. This is the scene, too, where they're, like, talking before he goes in the classroom, like, give him a pep talk about, like, you know, it's going to be okay, gives him the magic sunglasses, gives him a big hug, goes into the classroom, the door shuts, and then Sonny's just like, oh, now shit, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
you can tell here that he, like, is really, like, actually enjoys, like, this is the part which shows that he really enjoys, like, taking care of him and, like, you know, being there. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, back to the apartment. Well, Julian's at school. He's getting some groceries. He hears it on the answering machine from social services that they found a family for Julian. But it looks like he's about to, like, he goes and, like, deletes the message. Like, it never happened. Yeah, I was like, okay, buddy.
It's your apartment. Who are you hiding it from?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, okay, were you trying to ignore evidence, like, or delete evidence? I don't know. He calls Layla. He's like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I'm at work. What are you doing? He's like, well, I'm about to go do my laundry at this certain place. And she's like, oh, I go do my laundry at this certain place. He's like, maybe I'll see you there. Maybe I won't. Magic happens. They're doing laundry together at this certain place.
Adam Sandler opens that, like, package of new clothes.
Yeah, he had to it looked like he bought new clothes and then put it in a laundry bag.
Yeah. He's like, what?
Just
wash your clothes.
To show that he doesn't actually do laundry, really.
Yeah.
They're looking at all the laundry and, like, how small Julian's underwear is. And then...
I wear those at the gym.
Yeah, I saw this article in the magazine that, like, a kid's friends are their greatest influence. Yeah, to rest, Sonny realizes, shit, he needs some friends.
He needs some friends.
Cut to them at the playground. Sonny's basically, like, interrogating all of his friends. He's like,
Yoo-hoo.
Dope.
This Yoo-hoo's good. You know what's good? Is this with a little bit of rum? He's like, rum? Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin's a good man. Just like you guys.
You ever just go by the seesaw and smoke a day?
Yeah. He's like trying to dig out, you know.
You can tell me. I won't tell no one.
Yeah. Smoking no dope one. Is cool, you know? Go by the seesaw and smoking a day. Yeah. So the next scene, they're at the grocery store. Julian's like scratching and stuff. He's like, what are you doing? He's like,
I have eczema.
He's like, all right, yeah.
I like how in the shopping cart there's three giant bottles of ketchup.
Yeah,
in there.
They got to restock, you know. But I also like how too, like, Sonny's remedy to, like, cure the eczema. He's like, I don't know, just keep scratching it. I don't know. And he gets a can of spaghetti. He's like thrown on the ground. He's like, Microsoft, which just went down 3 points.
Save some money.
Yeah,
dented cans are half off.
Yeah. We run into Corinne, aka Big Boobs McGee. He's like, hey,
please, help me. I can't find my
he's
daddy.
Like, no, no,
we don't
not this
know
one.
How to do that anymore.
It's, look at that. You guys wear the same shirt size.
Oh, God. And then Corinne's like, hey, so I hear you've been going out with my sister. He's like, well, from where I'm from, we call it doing the hibbity dibbity. Frankenstein spikes a quick spaghetti real quick. She's like, what the hell is he doing? He's like, he's shopping.
Microsoft went down 3 points.
He's like, all right, we'll see you later. And he's like, oh, don't go by the frozen food section. Your boobs will harden. We get the next scene of Layla and Sonny. They're eating at a nice Italian restaurant. And pan to a very large Italian man getting fed by a lady.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Jesus. But it starts out where it's just like delicate food. And then, he's like, I was here last week. He was getting fed by a different girl. I was like, interesting. So they're talking about all the things that, you know, Sonny and Julian have been doing. And so I'm a fresh photo booth, put a picture of them at Coney Island. He's like, oh, it's so sweet. And,
is he picking your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's picking his all day. I figured he'd have mine.
Yeah, basically while they're on the date, it cuts back to the apartment of them taking care of Julian, where, you know, Thelma and Louise is on with the shirtless Brad Pitt. He's like, God, Brad Pitt is so hot, homie. Yeah, and then Julian
lets everyone know. Don't worry, I like yours better.
Yeah, I like yours better. Julian lets everyone know that he's the best at cards, you know. He's, yeah. The name of the game is I Win.
A 2, a 4, a 6, a 10.
Door buzzer rings, and it's our friend Arthur Brooks from Social Services. Said he's confused because, you know, he's like, I'm trying to call Kevin. And they're like, oh, no, Kevin's in China. But Phil realizes.
Town.
Yeah.
Chinatown.
Chinatown. He loves the egg rolls. Arthur Brooks lets them know to let Kevin, also Sonny, to contact him. Then he leaves. Last part for the scene ends. Frankenstein chugging ketchup.
He's yeah.
Like, hey, lay off the ketchup.
He's doing that, like, ketchup waterfall into his mouth.
Yeah. Back at the Italian restaurant, get a heart-to-heart with Sonny and Layla on their family history. Layla just, you know, describes the reason why she worked so much, because they were poor growing up. And they're just dancing, you know, after they're done with dinner, just dancing, have a nice moment, and pan to the fat guy getting fed of just a sausage, and just a grotesque scene with all the noises and shit. I'm just like, ooh, Jesus. They're walking back to Layla's apartment, and Sonny's like guilt tripping him how Scooby Steve got a kiss and blah blah blah.
He's just been going up and down, just bragging.
Yeah, he's been like, oh, I got a kiss and you didn't. Gives in the kiss. Broken up by Corinne. Oh my God, Layla, gross. He's dirty.
Did I just see the first kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross. Goes upstairs. Scene ends. Next day, Julian's classroom. Julian's like, oh, hey, come look at this. He's like, look, it's a caterpillar. He's like, you mean a caterpillar? Yep, a caterpillar.
Yeah, caterpillar.
You drink booze, you lose.
Sonny finds out from Julian's teacher that Julian's a little bit of a carbon copy of Sonny. Pan to him peeing in the plant. He's like, yeah. Somebody spilled something the other day, and his remedy was putting some newspaper over it. But he's like, basically like, he's the smelly kid. I let him be the smelly kid in class?
Oh, yes. I've had many smelly ones, and yours is by far the smelliest.
Yeah. And the kid with the rollerblades, he brought the rollerblades. They cut to the kid in a broken arm and cast.
I don't know where he would have gotten it.
We don't do that on the weekends.
So, yeah, they got some shaping up to do. Back at the apartment, Julian's playing Twisted Metal while Sonny and Naza were trying to entice him to start studying. And, you know, Julian agrees, and we get a quick snippet of Julian doing the kangaroo
hop,
song.
Hop, yeah. Hop, 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 hop.
And then he's like, hop, hop, what do you say? And he's like, with three emphasis, of just smacking Naza on the head. But
that is probably like one of the best scenes where the kid just took it to like another level, like all on his own, you know.
Exclamation points on the
it was great.
Boom, boom, boom. Doorbell rings, and then after getting hit, Nazo's like, get the door. Turns out it's Scuba Sam. And Scuba Sam is Scuba Steve's father. And he wanted to tell Julian that if you study and work hard, then you can join the Scuba Squad. I could join the Scuba Squad. Also, be nice to the delivery guy. It's not his fault he can't read. Goes away. Door shuts. So Sonny's giving Julian a bath, and Sonny's like, hey, what did Scuba Sam want? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. He said he wanted to talk to you about some important mission or something? Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have
about.
No idea. Also, why do I have to wear a bathing suit?
I don't know the rules with kids and adults.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to clean you up so you don't smell like a foot anymore. we're going to go to Barney's. He's like, Barney's? He's like, different Barney's. A more expensive Barney's.
Yeah. It's all decked out in that sick white suit.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have it labeled as montage of the up and up. We get a montage fueled by Big Audi Dynamite. What the fuck did I just write?
that the song?
I have no fucking idea.
Did you have a commercial break?
Yeah.
No. It must have been. I typed this in
the
notes.
New 2025 Audi.
I typed this in notes too, so there's no autocorrect. So that's funny. But you get them, you know, dressing better. They got suits. They're counting money at Sonny's job where all the cars are lined up. You know, being the
spelling
urinal.
Spelling montage.
Yeah, spelling montage. It's like, next one, hippopotamus.
Hip-hop anonymous?
Hip-hop?
Hip-hop
anonymous? Damn you! You gave him the easy ones!
It's like saying electricity in Philadelphia.
Electricity.
I like Fish? The scene where Steve Buscemi's coming down the hill in the shopping cart, too, and he's holding the sign,
Slow down!
Nope, yep, good.
You still owe me McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny, like, montage of them just doing shit. Pin to the school play. You know, they're all doing this like founding fathers thing, and they're like, all right, the Declaration of Independence is ready to be signed. Who wants to be signed? All the kids run over to sign it, and Julian's just standing there strong. And then, you know, get that
because
moment.
Ben Franklin didn't sign it.
Exactly. Continuity.
Yeah.
Sonny and Julian.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonny and Julian, you know, lock eyes. They're like, that's my boy kind of thing. So back to the apartment, Sonny, Nazo, and Julian are all playing cards. Nazo gets upset again because Julian's winning another game of I Win. He's like, this is bullshit. Every time, different cards, he still wins.
I just say, the rules should be the same for everybody.
Yeah. We get a buzzer at the door, and it's our friend Arthur Brooks. And he comes in, he's like, hey, Mr. Koufax, good to see you. And he's like, oh, hey, you just called me Mr. Koufax. He's like, that is your name, isn't it?
Busted.
He's like, yeah, he's like, what, are you going to arrest me? He's like, well, no, the two people or the two cops downstairs are. Basically, we got to surrender Julian. So before all that, though, Nas was like, I'm going to leave. He's like, hey, I know you. Always delivered to you. I give you a three pieces of cheesecake. Yeah. Sonny helps packs his things, and he's like, you don't want me anymore? He's like, that's not what I mean, pal. He's like, how long am I going away for? He's like, I don't know, man. I gotta let you go.
I don't even like the kangaroo song anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I don't play the kangaroo song anymore. He's like, that's not it, pal. He's like, but I wipe my own ass. I wipe my own ass.
Oh, I know you do, buddy.
I know. That's such a shitty scene.
Yeah.
Goes to Layla's office, and he's like, they took the kid. And he's like, you gotta help me, you know? She's like, well, what day is the hearing? He's like, Tuesday. She's like, I'm going to be out of town. You know, because this whole thing tries to guilt trip her. And she's like, I can't, Sonny. I didn't sign up for this, blah, blah, blah. So they get that, like, scene where they're kind of drifting apart a little bit because of the tension. So, but yeah, then we get basically the wrap up of, like, Sonny just losing it, you know. But he's also in his apartment studying for the, you know, the hearing and stuff. Like, you know, breaking all the books, like, using his old law skills and...
In that scene, if you in the background, like one thing that I notice, like pretty much every time, is like how his apartment has changed too. Like it's like super clean, like everything's put away, and like it's like a normal house now, right?
Yeah.
So he's like developing as an adult.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, the little kid helps him shape up.
Yeah.
We arrive at the court date, and then Sonny's counsel consists of Phil and Tommy. Plus Sonny representing himself, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, he's got five lawyers by the end of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, I'd like to represent... Yeah, and then fucking Layla comes in out of nowhere. She's like, I'd like to represent him as well. She's like, great. Judge calls a witness. First one, this is Old Man River from the bar. Tells the judge that, you know, Sonny was nice to the kid, but he fights like a girl.
I had a few Chardonnays.
Yeah. It's like, you drunk, Mr. Hurley? Yeah, I had a couple of Chardonnays. What is it? He's like, get off the stand. Next witness is the homeless guy. Tells the judge, also, Sonny's a good guy. Compares him to how bad his dad was. Tells the judge that his dad tried to give him a crew cut when he sleep. Woke up, broke his arm. Haven't seen him since. You know,
I wasn't a good soldier.
Yeah, I wasn't a good soldier. doing some more questioning, and Sonny flashes the bag with the golden arches, McDonald's, to try to bribe him. And he's
he should be acquitted on all charges. If OJ can murder his wife, he should be able to see his son.
That one's so funny.
So funny.
Stop yelling at me. Next witness is Nazo. Tommy asks him how long they've been a delivery driver. He's like, I deliver for 6 years. Before that, I was stripper, but I gained weight, so it's a problem. Nazo explains that, you know, Julie and Sonny are perfect. They go together like lamb and tuna fish. Lamb and tuna fish? Well, you prefer spaghetti and meatball? Also, after this, Kevin appears out of nowhere, adding to his co-counsel. Yeah.
Am I in the right courtroom?
Yeah. The opposing, you know, the state's basically like, can we have a different witness? Because it seems like they're only choosing his friends to be a witness on the stand. He's like, cut to Corinne.
And how long have you hated Mr. Koufax?
Yeah.
Since the day I met him.
And for the record, where did you work before attending medical school? Hooters. No further questions.
Okay.
We got it on the record.
Yeah. They bring up the big witness for interrogation, Julian. You know, Layla tries to ask some questions, you know, not wanting to speak, but she's like, give me a second. Goes back, gets some magic sunglasses. That fixes it. We're on our way. She's like, how old are you?
5.
When's your birthday? And like, where were you born? He's like, Toronto. I was like, Toronto? I thought you were born in Buffalo.
My God.
Yeah. You know, she asks him, he's like, do you have a good time with Sonny? He's like, yeah. She's like, what did he teach you? He's like, Tommy had to do a sleeper hold and had to pee on a building. Takes off his glasses and, you know, after all
and
that.
And this whole time I'm watching, I'm like, ask better questions.
Yeah.
Chasing Nobody Amy. Why are...
These aren't hard-hitting questions. These are just, like, softballs, you know?
The judge is not going to be like, oh, okay, he taught him a sleeper hold and to piss on a building.
Like, I award him custody.
Yeah. Yeah, but then Layla's like, if your mom could pick anyone in the world to take care of you, who do you think she would pick? She's like, Sonny.
Better question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The judge doesn't look too happy still. As a last-ditch effort, Sonny will be a witness, and, you know, then his dad will be questioning him. His dad comes up. He's like, you want my opinion? My son is a moron.
I retract my statement.
Yeah.
Cut your fingernails.
Yeah, cut your fingernails, man. Basically goes up, interrogates the fuck out of him. Was like, he isn't fit to raise a child. Tommy pipes
because
up.
Because he
objection.
Lied about having weed at 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, Sonny's not fit to raise a child. Tommy pipes up. Objections. Mr. Koufax goes, shut up, Tommy. Sorry, Your Honor.
Sorry.
He's like, how would a little boy land on your doorstep? You know, he's like, well, I told him it was Kevin. He's like, so you lied? Like the time you told me the weed was pencil shavings? There's a couple more examples where he's like, oh, yeah. One time I asked you to come out for your aunt's funeral. He's like, what'd you do there? And he's like, I got drunk and fell asleep.
Jethro Tull was having a concert in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So I caught that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, furthermore, Mr. Koufax is like, Your Honor, my son doesn't have health insurance. He tried to file for Social Security at the age of 30. But, you know, Sonny puts his hand on his dad's arm and be like, it's okay, you know, it's going to be okay. I love this kid and blah, blah, blah. And
it's like, I love you.
And I'm going to be okay money-wise because I got a sugar mama, you know, lawyer Layla. And then after all that, everybody in the courtroom pulls out their big-ass phones to call their dad. And the homeless guy's like, can I borrow that when you're done?
Yeah.
But after all that, Mr. Koufax is like, Sonny deserves this kid. And then, you know, goes over the stand, hugs his dad. But then the judge is basically puts it back into the course. He's like, he obtained this kid under the wrong circumstances. The judge almost arrests
him. Finally.
Yeah. Judge's like, all right, bailiff, arrest this guy. And Kevin jumps up and said, as the boy's father, I refuse to press charges. And turns back to Corinne. He's like,
what?
Yeah. Turns back to Corinne. He's like, I was in Toronto. I I was drunk. I was there was this girl and blah 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 and like
you know how Molson 6 years beers, ago Canadian Jill beers Carter. Are like moonshine.
Toronto and the Phillies World Series.
Yeah,
he's like those Canadian beers are like moonshine. The old man's like hell yeah,
hell yeah. So the judge is like, anyways, pending a drug test, Julian will go to Kevin. Julian runs to Sonny, and then Sonny's like, it'll be okay, man. You know, we'll always be friends. You know, if you can't be a dad, I'll always be a friend. You know, they're in the park after this. Basically, Sonny's like, all right, you can give him the list of what you need to do, what the kid likes to do, and all that stuff.
You know how to tie-tie? Yeah, I do like the bunny ear method. He's like, oh, I do the loop, pull, and swoop.
Oh,
method.
Yeah, he loves the loop and swooping and pull.
But yeah, you know what? Do the bunny ears. You're his father.
Yeah, it's your thing, you know. You know, introduces him, and then Sonny leaves. And then, you know, they're walking away, and they look back, and like, you know, Kevin and him are throwing poppets and, you know, getting to know each other and stuff. Yeah, and then they get that flash of like all the fun things they get together. It's just like, ugh. But all is well. Sonny's out of the hot seat, not getting arrested for stealing a kid. And, you know, we get the last scene of the movie. Panned to 1 year, 3 months, and 6 days later. Find out Sonny became a lawyer. They're walking up to Hooters with Phil and Tommy and Mike. And, you know, come to find out it's a surprise party for Sonny this time.
Oh, did you need to waste another surprise on me, did you?
Yeah, he goes, did you just waste a good surprise on me? Yeah. So we see Corinne, Kevin, Layla, and Layla and Sonny's baby. And most importantly, Julian. Him and Julian catch up, and he asks Corinne, he's like, why don't you put a tank top on like old times? He's like, what's he talking about, mommy? Nothing.
Nothing.
The best part about it, too, is he was like, hey, Vanessa, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh.
What happened to your five-year plan?
Yeah.
With Sid and the old balls.
Yeah, Julian's like, is that the guy with the old balls?
I don't think we can say that. Testicles.
Yeah. Yeah, from there, you know, you get the scene, go in, and them eating chicken wings, talking, and then the movie wraps up, and we live happily ever after.
Boom. All the one end. Big happy family.
I know. Yeah. What a ride, though. It goes in between, like, that's why I like this movie so much. It goes in between, like, some serious moments, funny moments, and then the perfect mesh of in between, but, yeah.
I liked it a lot, too. I was very, like I said, I was very surprised at how much I did actually enjoy it. Not that I would have been like, oh,
yeah,
not
yeah.
looking forward to watching it, but sometimes when you haven't seen a movie, and it's now been 26 years, and you watch it for the first time, sometimes those movies don't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Like the Goonies, but
nice
shit.
But yeah, I was surprised at how heartfelt it was. I don't really know what I was expecting, but when you're watching an Adam Sandler movie, you're sometimes just expecting like a joke train.
Yeah.
And while there is a lot of jokes, and it's a comedy movie still, but it still had that. Good, you know, like we said at the top, tugging on the heartstrings moments.
Yeah, it had that moral point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you find yourself really just wanting the best interest of the child.
It's like,
yes. I have no invested interest in this child, but...
For the love of God, somebody
I just
step
want
in
him
and
to
save
be
this
okay.
child. Yeah.
Well,
but the movie does seem a good job of, like, making you believe that Sonny's the good guy, which really, if you look at the situation on paper, he's not really.
He is not, yeah. But he gets his life put together, and, you know, he learned from that. And but, yeah, no, it's a good movie.
Good. Yeah.
Great pick.
And well done, Michael.
Hey, thanks. Good job. I need to figure out.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
You need to figure out what?
Why I wrote down the big Audi thing.
Yeah, at the end of this episode, leave a little voice memo just being like, oh, by the way,
the
big Audi Dynamite. I was watching AEW Dynamite on Wednesdays for whatever reason. Very good. Do we have anything else we want to talk about, or do we want to get into what we're doing next week?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's do.
Next week, we are jumping to another Michael's pick, fast-forwarding a whole 5 years. to sunny Hawaii for 51st dates, the second of the Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore motion pictures. So we will be back next time with 51st dates. What do you say we go ahead and cut, print, check the gate?
See you guys.
See ya. Hi everyone. As promised, I wanted to give you some more information on the referred Big Audi Dynamite. Looks like this was a typo, and I was missing an O, and I was referring to the song called Rush by Big Audio Dynamite that starts the vibe in that scene.